Well, it sure is. And with pharmacist Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com, as I say, our partners and sponsor, here's a number to call. If you can't get on our show, you want to talk to somebody, it's 1-855-949-RADIO. It's that simple to remember. Simple as that. We'll be back. I've got every phone line lit. We'll be back with Ben Fuchs. Kim, we'll wrap up with your question, too, next. And welcome back this hour. Back with pharmacist Ben from criticalhealthnews.com. Let's go back to Kim in Austin, Texas, Ben, and wrap things up with her. Go ahead, Kim. You might have one or two more questions.
That's the logical song summed up my life. There's the bumper music. That with the chronic fatigue and osteoporosis, high blood pressure, B12 deficiency, I do take multivitamins, B12, calcium,
Kim,
five medications.
Kim, you're going to want to simplify this whole thing. If you try to attack it at every level of disease, it's like a tree. If you try to attack every leaf, you're going to go crazy. But if you go to the root, you'll take care of all the leaves. The root of all chronic degenerative disease involves dirty blood, and this follows food particles that get into the blood, blood sugar issues, and oxygen issues. So the three major points of the disease process, or reversing the disease process, involve oxygenation. Make sure you're practicing deep breathing, slow deep breathing, and moving the body around is another great way to oxygenate. Maybe get on a rebounder or do some kind of brisk walking. Secondly, stabilize your blood sugar. Sugar represents a major piece of almost like a toxin inside the blood, keeping your sugar levels clean, keeping your sugar levels stable, and using the 90 essential nutrients, of course, in addition to eliminating the sugar, reducing the sugar, and that means the B complex and magnesium and the electrolytes, as we talked about earlier, the amino acid taurine. There's a whole bunch of them. We call them the Mighty 90 or the 90 for Life nutrients. You can find out all about it at criticalhealthnews.com. And third of all, making sure that you're avoiding any foods that spark up a digestive issue, bloating, gas, heartburn. All of these are food. All of these are symptoms are indicative of a food that is causing you some kind of digestive distress, and ultimately will cause food particles to leak into the blood. These are the simple things that you could do, no matter how complex your symptomology may be. Work on your digestive system, stabilize your blood sugar, make sure you're oxygenating the body, and make sure you're using the 90 essential nutrients.
The nutrients are critical, aren't they?
The nutrients are unbelievably critical. It's like, you know, I get this question all the time, George. What are nutrients? What are vitamins? What are minerals? What are essential fatty acids? Well, to put it simply, what they are the menu that a cell eats from. You know, we have foods that we need to eat in a macroscopic way. We need our proteins, we need our fats, we need our carbohydrates, but a cell has its own foods that it needs to eat. And the foods it needs to eat are what we call the Mighty 90 essential nutrients. In exactly the same fashion as we will not be functioning on all cylinders, we will not be firing on all cylinders if we don't have our protein, we don't have our fats, and we don't have our sugars, and we don't have our calories, a cell will not be firing on all cylinders and be able to do its functions without the Mighty 90 essential nutrients. They are cell food. And at the end of the day, all disease is cell disease. This is the dirty little secret of medicine, George. And this is why I have a problem, one of the reasons why I have a problem with medicine. You see, all disease is caused by a broken down cell, not the tissue part, not the stuff that the cell makes, but the cell. And medicine is not welcome at the level of a cell. A cell can only be poisoned by the medical model, it can only be removed by the medical model, and it can or radiated by the medical model, but it can't be fed by the medical model. It can't be sustained by the medical model. It cannot be oxygenated by the medical model. And these are the reasons why the cell breaks down. It doesn't break down because it has a lack of drugs. It doesn't break down because it has a lack of radiation. It doesn't break down because it hasn't been surgically removed. It breaks down because it's lacking nutrients in addition to oxygen. So it's just common sense when you understand this mechanism, but we don't get taught it. We don't get told it because there is a corporate industrial system that's been in place for 150 years or more that has a profit margin that is absolutely ungodly, thousands upon thousands of percent, because what they're selling us are basically tiny little molecules. Do you know in a bottle of prescription medicine, to the pharmacist, not to the patient, but to the pharmacist, that may cost $1,000, you've got pennies worth of active ingredient. Pennies are being turned into thousands of dollars. Do you think that this industrial complex is going to tell people that the drugs are not what the cell needs? There's so much money to be made in this, but the unfortunate part at the other end of the equation of the sales are patients, are people, are children, are mothers and fathers and brothers and sisters and loved ones that shouldn't be suffering this way, that don't need to be suffering this way. And there's not a single thing that the modern medical model with drugs and with surgery and radiation can do about this. But when you understand that all disease is cell disease and the cell needs nutrition and oxygen to do its business, it becomes pretty obvious what the solution should be.
Okay, Barbara from Sault Ste. Marie up there in Michigan in the Upper Peninsula is emailing and wants to know why sometimes you wake up and feel energetic and ready to take on the world, and then on other days, after doing really nothing, not changing anything, you just feel so weak and lethargic and melancholic.
That's interesting. You know, we're getting a lot of questions about energy, and that seems to be
yes.
That's a big subject, is energy. You know, and that's one of those generalized symptoms. And why it happens on some days and not on other days, it could be due to food, it could be due to what's in the environment, we haven't talked about the emotional and mental aspects. Those can be involved, you know, things like credit card bills and the IRS and, you know, the New World Order and all the things that the world is falling apart and, you know,
it's over for all of us.
Yeah, all the things that are the fear that is perpetuated by the mainstream media, and there's all kinds of reasons why we can just give up. But at the end of the day, if you're experiencing low energy, you want to return back to the basics. You want to start to work with your digestive system. Digesting food, by the way, is a major stress on the body. So the less food you eat, the longer you live. You know, all longevity studies indicate that caloric restriction leads to longevity. So one of the most important things you could do for energy is eat less food. Believe it or not, and by that I mean less calories.
Don't bloat yourself.
Yes, don't bloat yourself. The second thing to do for energy is to make sure you're keeping your blood sugar stable. High blood sugar leads to low blood sugar, and low blood sugar will make you tired. And the third thing that you can do is to make sure you're oxygenating. And one of the best ways to oxygenate the blood, in addition to moving, is to relax. You know, we have this crisis of hypertension in this culture. And hypertension, high blood pressure, doctors are so mystified by what causes it, they have a name for it. They call it essential hypertension. And this is what they say. If you have high blood pressure and they can't figure out what it's caused by, they say it's just part of your nature to hypertense, to have high blood pressure. They call it essential hypertension. Well, hypertension is a classic manifestation of the stress response. And this is what underlies, really, the disease process, is a body in distress. It's a body that's freaked out. And when you have a guy like Kim who has these multiple symptoms, what's happening from a biochemical perspective is the body is operating in a survival mode, in a freaked out mode. So long-term deficits in energy are a sign that the body's been operating in this long-term survival mode for chronically, sometimes for years, sometimes for decades. So sitting on your couch and practicing deep breathing is one of the all-time great energizing strategies. In fact, if you have a marker for survival, for sympathetic or survival overdrive, which overdrive of the survival system, hypertension is one of the classic signs. Just sit on the couch and practice deep breathing. Take your blood pressure, see what your blood pressure is, and then practice deep breathing for 5 minutes, and then take your blood pressure again. And you'll notice your blood pressure drops like a stone, better than any drug could ever do, with no toxicity, and not only no side effects, but increased beneficial effects. Or a hot bath. Take your blood pressure with a blood pressure cuff, jump in a hot bath, sit in the hot bath for 10 minutes, get out and take your blood pressure again. Your blood pressure will drop like a stone, and you won't need any drugs, you won't need any interventions from the medical model. You won't need to wait in line at the pharmacy. You won't need to pay any money. You won't have to deal with any side effects. And you'll feel better, and you'll have more energy on top of it. These are the little things that we can do. Get on a nutritional supplement program. The speed, the rapidity of using water-soluble nutrients for more energy, for better thinking, for reduction in the symptoms of what they call metabolic syndrome, which include cardiovascular disease and high blood pressure, are stunning, because when you replace nutrients that you haven't had for sometimes for years, sometimes even longer, your body will suck those nutrients up like a dry sucks up water, especially the water-soluble ones, by the way, the B vitamins and the and vitamin C and the electrolytes. And that's why we actually have a product that's liquid electrolytes, powder electrolytes that you put in water, so they become liquid electrolytes, liquid B vitamins, liquid vitamin C, and they work in literally hours. Within 2 days, blood pressure can drop, weight can fall off, the appetite can become suppressed, the markers of health can improve in days, because when the body doesn't have something and you put it in, when the body doesn't have an essential nutrient and you put it in, it sucks it up like a dry sponge sucks up water.
Well, with pharmacist Ben Fuchs, criticalhealthnews.com, let's go to the phones again. We shall go to Thomas in La Jolla, California. Thomas, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hi, George. Thank you, Thomas, for taking my call.
Sure thing.
And pharmacist Ben, it's an honor and a privilege.
Thank you.
Periodically, I experience very bloodshot, very irritated, itchy eyes.
Okay.
And I was wondering if you had any recommendations.
Absolutely.
For that.
Itchiness and redness mean one thing. We talked about dirty blood earlier, and it's related to dirty blood. Itching and redness, whether it's in the eyes or whether it's in the skin, and the eyes, the surface of the eye is very similar to the skin, itching and redness mean an allergic response. And an allergic response can occur mostly to food. I mean, it can occur to lots of things, but for the most part, it occurs to food because that's the thing we interface with on a regular basis, the most on a regular basis. So what you want to do if you have any kind of itchiness, any kind of redness, dermatitis, eczema, anything that appears on the skin or on the eyes, is you want to backtrack it to the digestive system. And the way you do that is by doing what's called a food diary and then the elimination diet. The food diary is when you write down every, this is one of the most fundamental things you could do no matter what your health challenge is, or even if you just, you don't have a health challenge, if you want to just stay healthy and live a long life, is write down everything you eat and then link those foods up to digestive health issues. This is a major piece of data, is how you're reacting from a digestive system perspective to the foods you're eating. And you're going to be, for most people, you'll be shocked at what you'll find out, because typically our favorite foods will cause, foods that we react to are our favorite foods. So foods we're eating over and over and over again are initiating and exacerbating this kind of allergic response. And you'll only know it if you write things down, because if you don't write them down, these kinds of things go underneath the radar. But when you write them down and then you look back at it, you'll be like, oh my God, every time I have a burrito, I end up with gas. Or every time I have cereal, I end up bloating. Or every time I have pasta, I end up with a rash. And this is the kind of information you need to begin to practice the elimination diet, which is where you eliminate problem foods. And simply by doing this one step, you can notice a dramatic reduction in your symptomology. Simultaneous with all that, you want to start to build and strengthen the digestive system. And there's many ways to do it, but probably the most important way is to by using good bacteria and probiotics in combination with fiber and vegetables. Vegetables are very fascinating. We all know we're supposed to be eating vegetables, but we don't often we aren't often told that vegetables are extremely important for the digestive system, for the intestines, not only because of their fiber, but because of their nitrogen content. You know, it's interesting that we think we need a lot of protein, but remember Popeye? Popeye didn't eat protein. He didn't eat beef. He didn't eat hamburgers. He ate spinach, because spinach contains nitrogen.
And we hated spinach as kids.
We don't hate it anymore, though. Spinach is delicious.
Now, it's good when you grow up. That's true.
When you grow up, you start to have an appreciation for it, right? Spinach and vegetables in general, especially green leafy vegetables. I remember my dad used to call them rabbit food. But as it turns out, green leafy vegetables contain lots of very interesting components that are important for digestive health. And another thing that's really important for digestive health is butter. Remember how we weren't supposed to eat butter? It's changed a little bit now, but you still have these artificial butters out, which are basically...
Yeah, they've kind of turned us on margarine, away from that.
They turned us away from margarine, but now you got a different kind of margarine. They got fake butter, they call it. It's not called fake butter, but it's like synthetic butter.
Yeah.
No, you want real good butter. And not only butter. Butter contains something called butyric acid, which scientists call a short fatty acid.
Just don't eat a lot of it. That's all, right?
No, it's butter. You can enjoy your butter, but you want to make sure you're getting these short fatty acids for your digestive system. And another interesting nutritional aid, if you will, for these short-chain fatty acids that are so important for digestive health is apple cider vinegar. You know, have you heard about all the apple cider vinegar?
Oh, yeah, Patricia Bragg.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
She was right on. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. And today you've got people saying, how the heck does apple cider vinegar work for diabetes and for digestive health? And well, it turns out apple cider vinegar is a source of what are called these short-chain fatty acids that are very important for the digestive tract and also very important for what's called the ketogenic diet. I don't know if you've heard about this. It's been in the news lately, the ketones and the ketogenic
diet.
Oh,
yeah. Yep.
Right? Well, the ketogenic diet is made up of derivatives of vinegar and derivatives of butter.
Old Robert Atkins, the Atkins diet, used to talk about ketonus.
Exactly. About 25, 30 years ago,
yeah.
And they made fun of him.
He was way ahead. Let's go to Cheryl in Phoenix, west of the Rockies. Hi, Cheryl.
Hey, thank
Cheryl.
You so much.
You're very welcome. Go ahead.
Well, I have had a meningioma since birth. I have it removed at the age of 45 because it had grown to be the size of an orange, and I started having trouble with my motor skills because they were being totally damaged. And I was a massage therapist, so that was really not a good thing. But it all came out when they took it out. It was so huge. It was the biggest one at Barrows Neurological they'd ever removed.
Wow.
So a lot of damage was done, but I don't want to know what it is. I just
And it was benign, thank God, right?
It was benign, correct. And then it was gone for several years from 1994 to about 10 years ago. And then it came back because there were cells in the bridge of my nose, and now it has grown to where it is encroaching on my optic nerve and it cannot be removed. And so they're just waiting for me to go blind because I refuse to do radiation. I take mushrooms.
Let's get Ben's thoughts on something like this. And we've got a minute left here, Ben, before the break.
Real quick. We were talking earlier about endometriosis, and we were talking earlier about the simplicity that underlies the complexity of symptomology. Well, the simplicity that underlies the complexity of growth issues like endometriosis or tumors can be summed up in two words, estrogen and insulin. So first of all, whenever you're having a growth issue, whether it's cysts or tumors or fibroids or endometriosis, in other words, excessive growth or excessive cell division, you want to start working with your estrogen. You can use progesterone cream. You can use probiotics and good bacteria. You can use digestive strategies, the elimination diet, making sure that you're eating, especially around fats, making sure that you're eating correct fats and using fat processing aids like digestive enzymes and bile salts. And then the second thing is stabilizing your blood sugar. Keeping your blood sugar stable is job number two after you work with your digestive system. And that involves not eating the sweet foods, of course, but also using nutrients like the B complex and the electrolytes and the essential fatty acids and magnesium and such to help keep the blood sugar stable. This is for all growth issues. And lastly, there's a very interesting mineral called iodine, which is really interesting when it comes to how cells divide and grow. Many of us don't get enough iodine because we're not eating a lot of seafood, and that's really where iodine
comes. All right, we're coming back for more next. Pharmacist Ben with us. We're going to be back with him. We're going to take final phone calls. Wow, this evening's going by quickly, and we'll have open lines next hour for you on Coast to Coast AM. Back with Pharmacist Ben at criticalhealthnews.com, and here's that number again, 1-855-949-RADIO. Pharmacist Ben, of course, is one of our partners, and of course, the sponsor is criticalhealthnews.com. Ben, it's not you.
No, it's criticalhealthnews.com. I work with Critical Health.
Good people.
I'm honored to work with criticalhealthnews.com.
They know what they're doing.
Yes, and they have a mission, and the mission is to simplify and to make it easy for everybody to be healthy. This is Doc's message. It's simple, and it's amazing, and it's powerful. powerful, and it works. And I've been watching it work for 19 years. I've been working with Doc for 19 years now, and I've been watching it work with my own eyes for 19 years. I've seen the blood pressure drop. I've seen the people get off their meds. I've seen people lose 150 pounds, George, multiple times, not just one person. I've seen over and over again people lose between 100 and 150 pounds. I've seen the most incredible things happen using Doc's message. And that's what really Critical Health News is about, and I'm just one of the guys that works there.
He loves it, doesn't he?
Yes. You know, he's almost, I don't know if I should say this, he's almost an octogenarian. He's in his 70s, and this is a guy
who doesn't act it.
He's never been to a doctor. He does 200 to 300 shows a year. And by the way, when he does a presentation, George, it is mind-blowing. 3 or 4 hours, he's funny, he's entertaining. He's informative. If anybody ever has an opportunity to see him, that guy is mind-blowing.
And he loves it.
And he loves it. And he loves it. And he's a joy to be around.
Let's go to the phones. Mike in Montreal, International Line. Hey, Mike, go ahead.
Thanks very much, George.
Sure Mr. thing.
Fuchs, I have a really complex problem.
Okay.
I'm into naturopathic medicine. I've been so all my life. I've always been extremely healthy. I'm 6'3", 165. I've been taking supplements all my life. Even from the time I was 18, I was taking massive supplements of vitamin C and proteins, all sorts of things, because I'm a third-degree black belt in judo, and I fought competition. So generally healthy. However, I had a car accident in my 20s, and I almost died. I had several blood transfusions.
Oh, boy.
Many years later, I was giving a blood donation. And before I donate blood, I make sure it's supercharged blood. I want to give them something good, so I load it with everything.
Nice.
And I donate blood. And my blood test came back with hepatitis C.
Okay.
Whoa, where'd that come from?
Oh, yes, I had hepatitis C. Came from the blood transfusions. They traced it. And they made me, in the beginning, promise not to do naturals. They said, we will beat this, Mike. I promise you, within 6 months, it'll be gone, blah, blah, blah. So I took their word for it. They knew I was a naturopath, so they knew that I would be prone to doing so. The hepatitis C, it turned out I had the worst two possible strains, type 1A and 1B, the hardest to cure.
Yes. Pamela Anderson has that.
Yeah, and after two rounds of pegylated interferon with ribavirin, they did nothing. And it turned out I processed into liver cancer.
Oh, no.
Now, I was dying. I was really close. And I said, the hell with this. So I threw away everything except for the pegylated interferon and the ribavirin. Threw away everything else they had given me. I went to straight naturals. I beat the cancer.
Nice.
I beat the hep C.
Wow, good for you.
Congratulations.
Zero viral load. However, from the car accident, I broke my back. I shattered L3. I damaged severely L2 and L4. And I'm in incredible pain. And after the transplant, I became diabetic. I don't know why. I don't eat a lot of sugars. I'm healthy, everything. I'm suddenly diabetic. Now, the big problem for me, the real problem, is I'm in incredible pain from the back issues. I'm taking 500 milligrams of morphine, 40 milligrams of Dilaudid, and 300 of...
How's that working on your digestion? That must be clogging you up.
I take digestive enzymes, everything.
Are you clogged up?
Yeah, and the biggest problem I'm having is interactions. A simple example, I can't sleep because of the pain, so I take melatonin to help me sleep.
Oh, yeah.
And that reduces my Prograf levels, my immune suppressants.
You got a cocktail in there. You got a whole cocktail going on. Here's what you got to do. You got to go back to the basics, my friend. All right? First of all, the best way to reduce inflammation is to work with your digestive system. And considering you got digestive issues anyway, that's probably the first place to start. You got to do the elimination diet. I hate to tell you to wean off the medication because you need pain pills if you're in pain, but it's kind of a vicious circle. The pain pills make the digestion worse, and that's going to make the pain worse ultimately. So you got to figure that out, and the best way to do it, in my humble opinion, is start to work with digestive health big time. The liver, as you probably know, is a digestive organ. So you may have had digestive issues from the get-go causing all of this stuff, aside from the accident, of course. So work with your digestive health. That would be the first thing that I would do, and, of course, stabilizing the blood sugar. Some interesting things that you could do for the bones and for the joints, too. You're probably familiar with glucosamine.
Mm-hmm.
And the
chondroitin.
That's right, chondroitin. If you go to the criticalhealthnews.com, you can see a product called glucogel caps, which are glucosamine and chondroitin. Also bone soup, chicken soup made with the bones, is also a good source of cartilage and anti-inflammatory substances. There was a book that a guy wrote 20 years ago now called Why Sharks Don't Get Cancer. And this was, do you remember that book?
Yeah,
Why
I
Sharks,
do.
Right?
Yeah.
It was espousing the anti-cancer benefits of cartilage. Well, it turns out cartilage has wonderful anti-inflammatory benefits and joint health benefits as well. So making sure you're getting enough cartilage is another strategy. Don't forget about plain old oxygenation, slow deep breathing. And then if you could do a tiny little bit of resistance training, it might be hard for you, that's also helpful for helping build up joint strength as well. And don't forget just the basic 90 essential nutrients. It sounds like you've been through the ringer, though. And God bless you. I hope everything works out.
Thanks, Mike. Next up, we go to David in Maine, first-time caller. David, go ahead.
Hey, David.
Dave, you still with us? Poor guy waited an hour just to talk to you, Ben. Bernadette is in St. Petersburg, Florida. Hello, Bernadette. Welcome.
Good morning. Let me first say that if my level of excitement could shut your radio station program down, it would be done already.
Perfect.
Well, praise God. That's beautiful.
And I don't know who we was talking about is mind-blowing, but Mr. Norrie, you are that, and Ben, you are too. I'm going to be quick tonight. I'm doing everything right. I've lost 30 pounds since October.
Nice.
I'm doing a mostly vegan diet, although recently my mom had brain surgery and for the second time because of a tumor. And I just went off my program, but I'm back, and I've been exercising every day, Monday through Saturday.
Nice.
My question is, I had a Marlex mesh put in me for a hernia repair.
Okay.
And this was back on March 5th, 2008.
Recall, right?
Yeah, it was recall, but I had no recourse, no lawyer. I have 7 letters of rejection from different attorneys. I found out that the money was gone, no one cares, and I cannot afford to have it removed. But I'm wondering, is there some type of solution, something that your company has that I may be able to dissolve this thing? I know I have some type of infection.
Well, your job is to start to build up what's called your connective tissue. And the body is made up maybe 20-25% connective tissue. And this is what holds everything in place. When you have a hernia, the connective tissue is dissolving and parts of your body are pushing through. So what you want to start doing is working with strengthening the connective tissue, much like we were talking with Mike earlier, the last caller, Mike, about his joints. You want to start building up the connective tissue. Joints are an example of connective tissue. And this involves using things like gelatin and chondroitin and cartilage and more protein. I would be using the glucogel caps if I were you. You can find out about that on criticalhealthnews.com. Minerals like magnesium and calcium are also very important. Protein is also very important, very underappreciated these days in a strange way. We used to hear a lot about protein, and now the emphasis seems to be more on fats and carbohydrates. Well, protein is critical for building. And if you're on a vegan diet, that's going to be a little bit difficult for you because the real hardcore building proteins are in animal foods, especially eggs. And to a certain extent, dairy, if it's good dairy, raw dairy, if you can find it. So you want to look for building substances, and that's going to be protein, minerals, to a certain extent, essential fats, and also, as we were talking with the last caller, the glucogel caps and cartilage-containing foods. And I love chicken soup, not only because of its cartilage content, but its liquid protein. For anybody who's dealing with a breakdown, degenerative kind of disease of the joints or the muscles, for folks in nursing homes. This is the simplicity of good health, George. Good old chicken soup is better than any medicine.
Mother's recipe, right?
That's how beautiful health is. And who doesn't like chicken soup?
You know, Mom always used to have that when you got sick. Always chicken soup. There's something in that chicken soup that does it.
Today we know it's growth factors and immune boosting factors and anti-inflammatory factors, anti-cancer factors, and liquid protein. I mean, it's amazing. Just plain old chicken soup.
Keith in Rochester, New York. Hello, Keith. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Keith.
Yes, I'll be 61 this year. I try to stay in shape. I really do. I have always shaded toward lower blood pressure. My ratio is 114/63. I've had that checked out several times since December.
Not so bad.
It is recent. I do calisthenics. I lift weights. I run and swim. I'm just a little concerned about the lower blood
not
pressure.
Not a problem, my friend. The blood pressure numbers, what they call normal or healthy levels, are based on statistics. You know the three kinds of lies? Have you ever heard of the three kinds of lies? Lies, damn lies, and statistics. And this is the problem.
Well, those numbers that he said, 114 over 63, that's not bad.
Not bad. No, not bad. I wouldn't worry about that at all. And by the way, you sound great. You sound awesome on the telephone. So I would say you're doing a heck of a job, whatever you're doing. Get on the Mighty 90 Essential Nutrients. You can find out about it at criticalhealthnews.com. And keep up the good work, my friend. You sound awesome.
He's doing the right thing.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, he is. I wouldn't worry about that. Don't be. If you feel great and you're doing, and you're asymptomatic and somebody tells you your cholesterol is a little high or your blood pressure is a little low, those are based on reference ranges. And there are outliers to all reference ranges. And you may very well be an outlier. And that's why I don't place much credence in these normal values and reference values. And I certainly don't think it's a reason to medicate somebody.
Doc Wallach eats about 1 million eggs a day.
Right, not quite, but yeah.
Is that too much?
Well, you know, everybody's got their own opinion. But what I can tell you is eggs are a very, very valuable food. And to diss on an egg is a classic misunderstanding of how nutrition works. That is, you know what? We were talking about cells earlier. Well, when you can eat a cell, you are eating everything that a cell needs. And when we say something's an egg, what we really mean is it's an egg cell. So when you eat an egg, you're eating a cell that contains everything that your cells need. And to deprive yourself of the nutritional value of eggs is one of the greatest nutrition tragedies of all, maybe the greatest nutrition tragedy of all.
Let's go to final phone calls here. Roy in Kansas City, Missouri. Go ahead, Roy. Thanks for calling.
Hey, George. How y'all doing?
Good.
Hey.
Thank you.
Okay, this question is not for me. It's for my wife.
Okay.
She's been told she's terminally ill. Excuse me, I have a slight cold. Hope you can understand what I'm saying. She is diagnosed with having scleroderma.
Got it. That's a tragic one. Let me tell you about that one.
What is that, Ben?
Scleroderma is an autoimmune disease. It's when the body's immune system turns on itself. And the two major reasons, there's a lot of reasons for that, but the two major ones are the hormone estrogen and the digestive system. Working on your female hormones, you know, more women get autoimmune diseases than men. And anytime that occurs, anytime a disease is gender-specific, and many of them are, Alzheimer's disease is gender-specific, thyroid disease is gender-specific for women, that is, and autoimmune diseases are gender-specific for women, you want to automatically blame the hormone estrogen. And estrogen is a very interesting substance. Obviously, you need a little bit of it, but it's also very toxic when it breaks down. And unless it's cleared out of the body effectively, diseases can result, especially immune and inflammatory diseases. So how do you deal with it? Number one, focus on fats and fat digestion. That means all the things we talked about, the probiotics, the good bacteria, the BioLumen Nightly Essence. If you go to criticalhealthnews.com, go for the BioLumen Nightly Essence, the ultimate enzymes, which help your body process fats, using biosalts as a supplement, using something called lecithin is a wonderful supplement for helping the body process fats and dealing with autoimmune diseases and estrogenic kinds of issues. Progesterone cream, you can get that at a compounding pharmacy. Vitamin E has estrogen balancing effects. And then making sure that you're patching up the gut. Once food particles leak into the gut, it's a very short jump into an autoimmune disease. This is called leaky gut syndrome. And
when I was working
in the pharmacy 25 years ago, nobody knew about leaky gut syndrome. It was one of those weird things that only chiropractors and quack naturopaths would, quote unquote, I'm being facetious here, naturopaths would talk about. Today, it's a known medical fact that the digestive system breaks down, toxins leak into the blood, you end up with dirty blood, and this is where autoimmune diseases come from. My friend, if your wife fasts for 2 days, I'm guaranteeing you with a capital G, that she's going to notice reduction in her symptoms. And this is for anybody dealing with an autoimmune disease. If you don't eat for 2 days, obviously you have to you eat eventually.
And drink water, take your minerals, all that stuff,
We have a product called Swero-V that will help you through the fast.
What's it called?
It's called Swero-V, S-U-E-R-V-I-E. If you're interested in doing a fast, it's a great way to do a fast. It was formulated by a guy named Jordan Rubin, who's absolutely brilliant, scientist of the digestive system. The Swear V helps you go into a fast. When you stop eating for just a couple of days your inflammatory systems will start to subside, guaranteed. And what you'll then be able to do is understand the link between the digestive system, the link between food choices and inflammation, inflammatory diseases. You'll be able to see it with your own eyes and feel it with your own body. And that's when you really hit home, that the food choices we're making, the lifestyle decisions we're making are affecting our health for better or for worse.
All right, take another call very quickly. We go to Timothy, truck driving in Tennessee. Go ahead, Tim.
Yeah, hey, guys. This is excellent. Talking to George Nouri and Ben Few.
Perfect.
Thank you. Good to talk to you.
Anyways, Ben.
Yes, sir.
I have been on the Healthy Blood Sugar Pack for 4 months.
Nice.
I no longer have symptoms of diabetes.
Well, praise the Lord for that. Isn't that amazing?
I know my... What's that?
Isn't that amazing? Isn't that mind-blowing?
Yeah.
It works.
I'm telling you. You know how many people who are diabetics who don't know what to do, and they're on all kinds of medication, and they're going from doctor to doctor, and an endocrinologist can't help them? And you're on the healthy blood sugar pack for 4 months, and your blood sugar's you're no longer on medication. Your blood sugar drops like that. This is what we see.
I have a friend that is on an insulin pump, and she says, there's no cure for diabetes. And I'm like, honey,
I beg to differ.
You're a living example. How high was your glucose level, Tim?
My sugars were at 9.5.
Wow.
Diagnosed.
That's the AC1 or something like
A1C.
Yeah.
Yes. And then 3 months later, I was only on the blood sugar pack for 2 months. My sugars dropped 3.1 points.
I'm telling you. And then you were on the Sweeties. You got it from criticalhealthnews.com?
Oh, yeah. I've been listening to this show for 20 years.
That's
great. Dr. Joe Wallach on this show for so long, and now finally I'm able to get into what Dr. Joe Wallach talks about, and I'm like, man, this is excellent.
This is great. Ben, we're running out of time, my friend. Until next time, all right?
It's a pleasure, George. Good to talk to you, my friend. So we'll talk again soon.
You got it. That's Ben Fuchs, of course. Now you can go to the website, criticalhealthnews.com. Or call the toll-free number 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. They do remarkable work, and we're glad that they're part of our sponsorship team and our partnership. We will be back in a moment now. 2 hours of open lines on Coast to Coast AM.